This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
President Trump remains a clear and present danger to our national security and to our credibility around the world. He is decimating our global standing as a beacon of democracy while corrupting our free and fair elections here at home. What is a greater protection to our country than ensuring that we, the American people, alone, not some foreign power, choose our commander-in-chief? The American people alone should decide who represents us in any office without foreign interference, particularly the highest office in the land.
That was the Democrats' token Negro, one of the House managers, a guy named Hakeem Jeffries, an embarrassment to the Democratic Party, an embarrassment. A very good representative of the Congressional Black Circus, because, as I like to tell you, they are circus clowns. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. If you're coming back for whatever reason, again, welcome back. I'm glad you're here. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. So Hakeem Jeffries essentially told you everything that the Democratic Party has done to destroy the country. They are a clear and present danger to our national security. They have ruined our credibility around the world. That ruined their credibility for sure. Decimated our global standing. Corrupted our free and fair elections. And allow foreign powers to choose our commander-in-chief and how we prosecute wars and even how the sovereignty of the United States. He literally told you there are policies in place authored by Democrats, put into legislation by Democrats that speak to every single thing he talked about. National security threat. They've sold secrets to the Chinese multiple times. They have allowed the Awan brothers, members of the Muslim Brotherhood, are certainly associated with it, to run our servers. They worked with this fake Russian thing and Ukrainians for nefarious reasons. Lord knows Joe Biden has let his son profit. Hillary Clinton has, in the Clinton Foundation, there's not a despot on the planet that they haven't worked with that didn't give them money back during the heyday. You want to talk about a national security threat? Credibility? The credibility? Let me tell you, don't even get me started on how we were looked at with NATO and all the different countries with our trade policies. Decimating our global standing? What global standing? Until Donald Trump came back, we were the patsies. We were the people at the poker table. Everybody was against us. And what they did was they said, hey, let's bring that rich guy. We'll all play together. We'll all put our money in. And at the end of the night, we'll split up what we take from him. We'll split it up equally. Okay, I'm in, said the G7. So Germany, France, Italy, whatever, all of them. And when it was the G8, including the Soviet Union, they all got together. They beat the patsy, who was us, led by baby black Jesus Barack Obama, and they split the money. Hey, let's make up this thing called global climate change. America will go for it. That stupid idiot over there, he'll go for it. There you go. Corrupting free and fair elections. These are the people that don't want you to have to show ID to vote. They want to allow illegals to vote. They do not want to clean up voter rolls. And their whole rationale for all of this is we're protecting the disenfranchised black people. They essentially say black people are too stupid to get ID and vote. So everything that we do to thwart elections is because of black folks. That's what they do. Not a foreign power should choose our commander-in-chief. Who wants Agenda 21? Who wants to let the UN be over our troops? Who wants the UN to intervene in our elections and everything else, in our military and our policing? You think it's Republicans? Hakeem Jeffries gave you the playbook for the Democrats, and he knows it. This is what amazes me. They put it out there. They try to transfer it over. Look at what Donald Trump is doing while telling you everything that they are doing, and you don't have to guess about it. It's in your friggin' face. Yeah. And they wonder why they're struggling now. They wonder why we have finally said enough is enough. We're not going to be pushed around. We're not going to be bullied. Call us racist. Call us homophobes. Call us Islamophobes. Call us whatever you want to call us. But let me tell you, your days are numbered. I told you, folks, we are about to bring joy back to this country. Joy. Yeah, we're going to get our comeuppance. But it isn't to bring the wrath of, you know, holy heck down on them. It's to bring joy down on them. We are going to make Democrats understand that they don't have to be mean. They don't have to be angry all the time. Oh, it might take some tough love. Don't misunderstand me. You might have to throat punch a few of them in order to make them understand it. But we're not trying to break the larynx. We're just trying to say, wake up. You ever been throat punched where, you know, make a fist, open it up, and that gap between your thumb and your index finger, you know, if you throat punch like that, it's just to wake somebody up. You throat punch and make a fist, you're trying to kill them. We're just putting them in between the thumb and the forefinger, popping them right in the throat to make them jump back and go, what? What did I do? What? You go, you're crazy. That's what. The reason why I did that is you're nuttier than squirrel turds, and it's time for you to wake up. And they're beginning to wake up. Democrats are having a very difficult time with their candidates, with their party. There's been a mass exodus. I made a prediction the other day on the show. I'm going to reinforce it. I'm going to reinforce quite a few things. By the way, Happy New Year. So what? We're into February. Black History Month. We're into February, shortest month on the calendar. The one they give, the leftists give the black folks. But still Happy New Year. But I'm going to make you another prediction. I'm going to predict, I've already said it, that Donald Trump is going to get more votes than Barack Obama got in 2008. It's going to be very difficult to beat him with that. It's also going to be very difficult for Nancy Pelosi not to get that gavel peeled from her cold, dead hands. Because people are upset, and the Republicans are running an amazing campaign focusing on the areas that they can beat. And here's why they can do that. They don't have to spend time on the national picture. Donald Trump's got that down. He's got that in check. They can focus on the areas where they need to. They can flip the seats they need to. They can put all their energy there. I hope you get involved and find a campaign or an area of the country to work for the same reason. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Question is, Frau Helm, were you lying then? Are you lying now? Or are you not, in fact, a chronic and habitual liar?
A very good question to ask Democrats. A very good question. And let me tell you, their own party is beginning to ask these questions. They're wondering, what is the deal with these people? They can't seem to make up their minds, folks, who they want as a candidate. Republicans had it easy. I'm talking about Iowa. Yeah, they can't seem to make up their mind, but I'm talking about the entirety of the race. South Carolina is going to be more of the same. And the Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Super Tuesday, whatever, they are struggling. President Trump held a rally in Iowa. The results prove what most Americans already know. America is Trump country. I have my friends that are, they and I know they question me, and that is, it's good. Steel sharpens steel. Kevin, are you sure? What do you think? Why do you think this? Please explain these emails that come. And look, I respond back. You guys know I respond back to you. I take my time. There are times where I get asked too many questions, or it's the same question or the same person doing it. I'm like, look, I can't talk you off the ledge too many times before I know you're not going to jump. But I give you enough reasons. And if you listen to the program, The Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, you can go back in retrospect and listen. I'm going to tell you something. God is my witness. There are some segments of this show that we come up with, I'm just telling you, some of the most amazing concepts. My staff will go back and we audit them and we take clips from them. And I'm going, man, that was just good quality stuff. You know, if you want to get in, I'm not talking about getting all into the history and all that necessarily, even though we do at times do that. We go ahead and do the research so you don't have to. But just the thought process around how we arrived at certain things, it's borderline genius. I'm not going to say it's genius because it'll sound like I'm being self-serving, the genius that I am. But I'm trying not to. some of the newbies are, he's an egomaniac. I'm just joking, y'all. I'm just joking. Anyway, the Iowa results didn't disappoint President Trump, especially the results for the Democrats. It's one thing that Donald Trump got 97% of the Republican vote. What was even more exciting for President Trump were the Democrat results, which were no results, no plurality, despite the multitude of Democratic presidential candidates who converged on Iowa over the past year, who brought massive ground teams. I'm talking about even the people that are out. Immense resources, financial and otherwise. Iowans couldn't make up their minds about who do we pick. I'm really not sure. I don't know. What do you think? Well, there's Joe Biden. Well, he's a crook. Did you see what his son's doing? You see how Joe Biden's been letting his son and his family make all this money? He's like Hillary Clinton light. When are we going to see the Biden Foundation? They might as well set it up. Another RICO racketeering mafioso type organization run by Democrats. A son who won't even pay his child support, but drives a $90,000 Porsche, eats at the Waldorf Astoria, lives in a $12,000 a month mansion, but won't pay his child support. Yeah, Joe, apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. No plurality. In fact, it wasn't even close. So I love that Iowa didn't answer any questions for the Democrats. It answered a lot of questions, but not the ones that they wanted answered. So the fight continues for far more Democrat candidates than the party of lynching of Negroes hoped. They were hoping that a victor would emerge, someone with 40% of the vote. Now, they get all these people. Well, he's at 22, he's at 20, he's at 18, 16, 13, whatever. Oh, my gosh. So it's still up for grabs. What that means is none of the candidates have lost hope of being the candidate who gets his or her butt kicked by President Trump in the 2020 election. So the Democrats are going to remain divided. The Democrats are going to continue to spend millions and millions of dollars. It will probably be billions when you add to the angst little billionaire Bloomberg, who's lurking in the shadows. Remember, his numbers didn't come up. He didn't go up there. He's too good for Iowa. While the top Democrats, Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, Buttigieg slugged it out, Donald Trump coasted to a victory. The Associated Press called the state for Trump early in the night. And according to the New York Times, as of roughly 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Trump had garnered 97% of the votes cast in the Republican primary. The other 3% was split with former Rep. Joe Walsh and former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. Hey, Joe, I know you're a Twitter. We're on Twitter together. Joe is a funny dude. I'm glad you're off Twitter. I haven't seen him on there in a while. And you're putting all your effort into being a loser. You and Bill Weld. What? It's a symbolic gesture while we're running against President Trump. Okay. Go against him. Democrat caucus goers varied from site to site. They took photos of these caucus sites around the state. And guess what? The Trump supporters turned out just like the rallies would predict. Standing room only. People coming in. I mean, it wasn't Trump, but it was surrogates going into each of these different areas saying, hey, thanks for being part of the Trump team, blah, blah, blah. Every one of them filled. The Democrats, I don't know, wasn't quite so much. But anyway, here's what somebody said. Mercedes Schlapp said, wow, we have the largest group of caucus goers I've ever seen. Yeah. Largest group of caucus growers. Huge numbers. I talked earlier about Politico saying Democrats have pretty much written off Iowa. Iowa used to be a state that was in play under Barack Obama, right? Because everybody was living on the fever of Obama. Well, guess what? They've healed themselves. They are cured. And now it's been eradicated. No more medicine needed because Barack Obama was the cure himself. It's funny how the poison can be the cure. Same with like a snake bite. You know what I'm saying? Democrats got snake bit. So Donald Trump, rock star status. That's what America's president enjoys. And this on the heels of impeachment. Donald Trump. Yeah. Does he act like a guy that's impeached and that gives a crap? You know what Donald Trump acts like when he thinks about impeachment? He looks at it as, what a scam. What a sham. Psh, I'm not even worried about it. I'm not walking around here with embarrassment. When Bill Clinton was impeached, he was embarrassed. Because Bill Clinton knew he was over there, you know, sexing up the interns and leaving his DNA on dresses and stuff. There was no question he did what he did. Whether that was impeachable or not is a whole other issue. But he was going around in shame. Head down, going to church, you know, with his, making sure people saw him with that Bible. Woo, look here, I got my Bible. Hanging out with Jesse Jackson, who, by the way, was messing around and doing all the same stuff as Clinton. Because that's just the way, the nature of the beast with them. Let me get a guy who acts like he's purer than the driven snow, and he's just as guilty as I am. We got to take a short break.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is just hours away from an expected acquittal in his Senate impeachment trial. The president was impeached by the Democratic-led House in December for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress in the investigation of the Ukraine scandal. White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, is calling for a Senate resolution that denounces House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's behavior at the State of the Union address.
Shredding the memory of Kayla Mueller, shredding 100-year-old Tuskegee Airmen, shredding a little two-year-old, Ellie, who was born at 21 weeks and 6 days.
Conway, speaking there on Fox News, says it was disappointing to watch Democrats sitting on their hands and rolling their eyes. Investigators are looking into a plane crash in Turkey. A Pegasus Airlines flight skidded off a runway after landing at Istanbul's airport. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jill, what are the top media takeaways, about how this trial's been covered?
Yeah, I think one thing that I'm troubled by is discussing this as if it's kind of a both sides problem.
Huh.
You have a right-wing media apparatus, you have a liberal media apparatus, and what you believe depends on where you get your news. I'm not sure that's right. I think we have a propaganda apparatus, and I think we have a media apparatus that is trying to tell the truth and tell the whole story. And what I think is particularly fascinating is how much that right-wing propaganda apparatus has become so deeply intertwined with Trumpism that it not only primed the audience for Trump to rise to power, but it's now repeating the kind of Trump-Roy Cohn playbook of lie, disseminate misinformation, like the quote that you had up on the screen, minimize, deny, and essentially project what you're doing onto someone else. And to see how tremendously that effective that has been, and to see not only right-wing media, but now also Republican senators and Republican politicians also jump on board, it's terrifying. And I don't know where we go from there to come up, to come to this kind of universal, national, agreed-upon truth.
That was Jill Filipovich. And what she says is it's the right-wing media that's doing it. Hey, congratulations to us. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. The right-wing media, we're at fault. We're the ones spreading the rumors and spreading the lies. See? Easy, right? Right? Yeah, I know what you're thinking out there. That's right. Good for you. The leftists tell you who they are. They're the ones that don't report the truth, don't even want to come close to reporting the truth. And they're so jaded that when they hear the truth, they hear it as a lie. The Bible, it's in the Bible. They predicted it. It's in the Bible. They hear it as a lie. Trump's got to be a liar. They know Hillary's a liar. They know Barack Obama's a liar. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Well, that was a lie. Well, not really. I mean, we were splitting it. No, it was a lie. It was a lie. Adam Schiff. All the Russian collusion. I've got proof. I've got proof that the president has done these things with Russia. We have. It's not just conjecture. We will definitely. I have proof. Definitive proof. Well, where is it? Did you give it to Mueller? Because he was certainly supposed to be looking for it. Is there anybody on the planet that doesn't believe that Hillary Clinton is as crooked as the day is long and all these dirty dealings with all these countries through the Clinton Foundation was legit? Dude, does anybody believe that's legit? Would you pay $500,000 to hear Hillary give a speech unless there was a quid pro quo? Anybody really believe that crackheads sit on boards, people that are kicked out of the Navy, found with dope in their car, go to rehab, don't get kicked out of rehab, won't pay their child support, know nothing about oil and gas, get put on the board of the most corrupt oil and gas company in Ukraine, where daddy happens to be point man, and it's not related. It's not related to, I mean, come on. But hey, it's the right-wing media that's creating all of this. This is amazing that when you consider how obvious this is. You got to be asking yourself, are these people serious? Do you think that we're that stupid? What could you possibly be thinking? How could you not see this? The only way you could not see this is if you choose to not see it. You just choose to. Anyway, I made a bet. I made a bunch of bets. I told you President Trump was going to win the next election and have more popular vote than Barack Obama did in 2008. I firmly believe that. It will be a landslide electoral victory. I believe that the House will flip, that Nancy Pelosi will lose the gavel, and the Senate will gain more seats. And that's even with Democrats cheating, bringing over illegals, letting the dead vote, having people vote twice, busing in silly Negroes, whatever you want to say, it's all of that. That's the deal. And here's the other one I'll tell you. The president turned out more voters in Iowa. I don't have any numbers. I haven't looked since Tuesday morning. I have not looked. But I'll tell you this. The president probably had more voters than all the Democrats combined in Iowa. That's what I believe. And I can only imagine the fear that this is created in the Democrat Party, because they tried everything. They fabricate, they tried to stop him with a coup that continues with the Russian collusion and then obstruction nonsense, where Schiff said he had all the proof. Then Ukraine nonsense, where we have proof of Biden doing exactly what they accused Donald Trump of. And what came of that? Nothing. Impeachment that has gotten the Democrats in trouble. I've discussed the chasms that are involved with the Democratic Party that cannot be fixed and will not be fixed. There will be no uniting the AOC squad and their group unless they get the candidate of their choice. And they're not going to get the candidate of their choice. And if they do get the candidate of their choice, the people, the 60% of people who don't like the communists in the Democratic Party, you're going to see a massive defection of them. And many of them have already defected. And so not only are you going to get a suppressed vote, I just want to be very clear, folks. The black vote will be suppressed. The millennial vote will be suppressed. The women's vote will be suppressed. All of these different faction votes will be suppressed because things are going so well. But they'll also be suppressed because of what the Democrats are doing inside of their party. And then finally, they'll be suppressed because some of the people, depending on who wins and who loses in the primary, are not going to vote, period. Meanwhile, back on the right side of the aisle, the side of righteousness, the side of good, you're watching people come over, and there will not be a suppressed vote. In fact, black folks are going to vote for Trump. Women are going to vote for Trump in bigger numbers than they did before. Millennials, or what Gen Zers, are going to vote for Trump in bigger numbers. Latinos are going to vote for Trump in bigger numbers. Republicans are going to vote for Trump in bigger numbers. And all those independents, those never Trumpers, those I'm tolerant, I held my nose when thought about it, whatever, they're all going to be voting for Trump, and he's going to win in a record number. That's why I say it. This chasm among the Democrats couldn't be wider. I mentioned this poll. 40% of Iowans would rather choose one of their socialist or communist candidates, which means 60% won't. What percentage of that 60% won't vote Democrat if it goes to Bernie or Elizabeth Warren? I don't know, but I bet it's a lot. I bet there won't be any holding of noses. There are a core group of Democrats that go, I know I don't want any of them. 53% of Sanders supporters said they won't support another candidate. Is that a legit thing? I don't know. What if it's only 37%? Still more than a third? If Bernie currently has 21% of the vote, let's just make it easy math, and a third of them are not going to vote, 7% of the people are not, the Democrats are not going to vote for the other candidate. That's a block. That's bigger than the Jews. That's essentially the size of a block that of black folks that would vote for Trump. Whew, bad numbers. Democrats have their work cut out for them. Donald Trump can now run a surgical campaign focused on unseating at-risk Democrats. And he can start in Iowa with three seats that are Democrat House seats. But it's not just going to be Iowa. Trump is running a campaign that says, go to the places of the most vulnerable. That's what I would be doing. I would have that campaign map out. I'd look at every purple region of the country. I would go for my Republicans where it's purple, and I would hold my rallies there, and I would shore those up. I would let them know, that's my man, that's my woman, blah, blah, blah. I would fundraise for them. I'd get them going. That's what the RNC is doing. Then I'd go to the purple areas where the Democrats are leading, and I'd say, who's my Republican candidate here? And I would go after that Democrat, and I'd hold my big rallies there, and I'd get people signed up. I'd get them supporting that local candidate. There's no real secret here. On the national level, all Donald Trump has to do is keep doing what he's doing. So he goes and he shores those guys up. Then he does something really spectacular. He says, I'm going to go into the heart where people are. I'm going to go to Minnesota. That is not just purple, it's become blue. I'm going to go to Colorado. I'm going to go wherever it's been blue or going in the blue direction. And I'm going to campaign as a statewide guy. I'm going to go get those votes. I'm going to go wake up the dead, so to speak. Nothing's off limits. And he's doing it. So show me where the Democrats can compete. I would love to. I'm saying, Democrats, call me. 844-551-8255. We'll treat you with respect. We'll get you right on. I will feature you in the show. Did I mention Happy New Year to all my conservative friends out there? Happy New Year. Also, the other thing I want to say while we end this segment, if you know a Democrat that thinks they're hot stuff, that they can argue all these different points, the smarter they are, the better. I will kick their butt for you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
To quote an old Eagles tune, the heat is on. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. The heat is on. It's on the street. No, it's on Biden. It's not on the street. Yeah, the heat is on. Democrats did all they could. Folks, listen up. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. They did all they could to run interference for the Bidens. Joe Biden needed somebody to step in because Joe Biden in and of himself, he cannot get elected. Joe Biden is dumber than the nutty professor. He's dumber than Mr. Magoo. And the Democrats had to run interference because creepy Joe Biden deserved his chance to be president. That's the way the Democrats saw it, but that's not really the way the Democrats saw it. I know that's what it sounds like, right? That, oh no, he waited, right? He waited for Hillary. Now let me tell you what the Democrats figured out. They figured out they had nobody else. Joe Biden, at the age of 77, is the guy that they decided to do. And to be the next appointed, gets his butt kicked by Donald Trump. And they did it in spite of knowing how bad Joe Biden is. Joe Biden's record on race sucks. Joe Biden's record in the Senate, given the number of years he's, it was horrible. But who did they have? Elizabeth Warren? Bernie Sanders? Two communists waiting in the wings. Those are the next two top competitors. Or the gay little mayor. They got nobody. It was his turn. He had allowed Hillary to get her butt kicked in 2016 instead of him. But now the Democrats, they can't circle the wagons. They can no longer protect Crazy Joe. So he got his burn notice. You know what a burn notice is, do you? Well, let me tell you. A burn notice is when you're a member of the CIA and you're out in the field and something gets a little, as they say in Chicago, hanky. And you're like, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. I'm not getting any correspondence. There was no money left in the vault. I didn't have an envelope in the what they call it, the little bin where I go to get the locker. Etc. You've been burned. Means that you've been cut off. The CIA has cut you off. And they probably authored a rendition. Somebody is probably coming to kill you because the CIA doesn't leave any evidence. No loose ends. Well, Joe Biden got his burn notice. Let me let you hear this interview that Savannah Guthrie had with him.
Has it occurred to you that there's a certain irony here, that here the president is accused and is acknowledged wanting to get information about your son Hunter and his dealings with Ukraine, and this process of impeachment has ensured that everyone knows about Hunter's dealings with Ukraine?
That's a good thing. No one's found anything wrong with his dealings with Ukraine, except they say it sets a bad image.
Well, do you agree that it sets a bad image?
And my son said that.
Do you think it was wrong for him to take that position,
knowing
that it was really because that company wanted access to you?
Well, that's not true. You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about. No one said that. Who said that?
Don't you think that it's just one of those things where people think, well, that seems kind of sleazy. Why would he have that job if not for who his father was?
Because he's a very bright guy.
I guess the question I'm kind of asking is, was it right?
His appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he said he regretted having done it.
Yeah.
Ouch. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. That was brutal. Has it occurred to you that there's a certain irony here that the president is accused of and has acknowledged wanting to get information about your son Hunter and his dealings with Ukraine, and this process of impeachment has ensured that everyone knows about Hunter's dealing with Ukraine? Do you think it's wrong for him to take that position? Biden interrupts. No. Knowing that it was really because the company wanted access to you? Well, that's not true. You're saying things that you do not know what you're really talking about. No one said that. Who said that? Who said that? Only everybody, Joe. Guthrie says, why would he have that job if not for who his father was? Let me tell you what Guthrie was really saying. We can just cut to the chase, all right? Americans don't believe a crackhead who was kicked out of the Navy, has had no experience in oil and gas, would be put on the board of a company without the company believing it could call on the VP for quid pro quo or pay for play. And Biden's response was, get this, he's a very bright guy. Yeah, that's it. That's got to convince us. He's a very bright guy. Joe Biden wants you to believe that companies put crackheads who don't pay child support on the boards. By the way, probably one of the most crooked individuals and crooked companies in Ukraine. And Joe says, oh, it was bad optics for my son to do it. No, it was worse than bad optics. What Joe Biden would have done is, if he were an ethical person, he would have said, son, you can't be on the board of that company. It's going to look bad. I'm not going to run interference for you. I don't know what they're thinking I'm going to do, but I'm not doing anything. But instead, Joe Biden has said nothing. It was discussed openly inside of the Obama administration. I know I'm giving you some information you already know, but I just want to delve into it a little deeper. It was discussed openly, and worse than that, everywhere Hunter went, it seemed like that company benefited. everywhere Joe Biden's brother went. It seemed like that organization benefited. Everywhere Joe Biden's sister went, that organization benefited. So Joe sure has a trail of success for people that have made bad decisions. You know, I mean, it's not me. My brother, he's an accomplished guy. So what? He doesn't know anything about what they put him into. He's an accomplished guy. Oh, and just miraculously, I happen to sponsor legislation or help get something passed or work with different people to make sure that all those things happen. What they should do is follow the money trail of the Biden family back to their focal point, the hub. See, all those are the spokes. Joe Biden's not sophisticated enough to cover it up. Let me tell you, I know some bright guys, McKinsey types, guys that worked at Booz Allen, guys that worked at PricewaterhouseCoopers, same industry I came out of. Bright guys, no crack problems, no cocaine problems, no perception problems involving children and child support and baby mamas. And my acquaintances could not get on the board of a company and paid $83,000 a month for 17 months. They're bright guys. Some of them serve on boards. They don't get that kind of comp. I know a lot about this being a former management consultant. And here's what I'll tell you. For board members on major corporations who get paid a fraction of what Hunter Biden made, they are expected to provide know-how and know-who. One of those. And generally, they bring both. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. There are board members that are just there as figureheads. Oh, your parents were involved, so let's put you on the board or whatever. There are some of those positions, but they're not paid $83,000 a month unless they're Chelsea Clinton. By the way, go look at her little history of getting on boards and how much money she makes. It's pretty interesting. Hunter Biden had no know-how when it came to being on Burisma. The only thing he could offer Burisma was know-who. And he could name drop and go, yeah, my dad. That only gets you so far. Because if I'm going to pay you $83,000 a month, and your partner $83,000 a month for a total of $3 million over 17-month period, I'm going to get my money's worth. And what we learn in politics is the money that gets paid to do the dirty work is a small fraction of the money that the company gets that benefits. A good example, the thing that essentially broke the back of the savings and loan industry, all the people that got paid, it was less than $2 million of lobby money from John Kerry to Barack Obama, all of them. It was certainly less, let's just say less than $5 million for people to almost bankrupt Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, people that made billions of dollars, paid less than $5 million. It's a heck of a return on that. You think that Donald Trump in the stock market did some good? You know why Democrats, the powers that be, don't give a crap about the stock market? Because they can turn millions into billions overnight. That's why they don't care. The stock market is great for us. For them, it's horrible. It's a big pay cut. Anyway, lots to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.